You're now listening to the English News of Cần Thơ Broadcasting and Newspaper. On the morning of August 25th, the Cần Thơ City People's Council held its fifth session, the thematic session, to review matters within its authority. Mr. Đồng Văn Thanh, chairman of the City People's Council, presided over the session. The council reviewed and decided on 11 key matters, including the detailed allocation of over 1,450 billion dong in local budget capital for 21 projects under the 2026-2030 medium-term public investment plan. The city's total medium-term public investment plan now exceeds 106,000 billion dong. The session also allocated over 143 billion dong for national target programs on new rural development, sustainable poverty reduction, and socio-economic development in ethnic minority and mountainous areas. On the afternoon of September 10, Mr. Đồng Văn Thanh, member of the Party Central Committee, Standing Deputy Secretary of Cần Thơ City Party Committee, and Chairman of Cần Thơ City People's Council, held a working session with Vị Thanh, Vị Tân, Long Mỹ, Long Bình Wards, and Vị Thanh Mộc Commune to review task implementation through September of 2026. Over the past 9 months, the party's committee standing boards of the five wards and commune have focused on party building while ensuring smooth operation of the two-tier local government model. Localities pursued double-digit growth targets through public investment disbursement in some units fell short of plan. On September 10, Mr. Nguyễn Tuấn Anh, Deputy Secretary of Cần Thơ City, held an online meeting with Professor Kim Hak-min, Chairman of South Korea's National Assembly Ethics Investigation Advisory Committee and Advisor to Cần Thơ City on Planning and Digital Transformation. At the meeting, Professor Kim Hak-min presented key recommendations for Cần Thơ City Master Planning, focusing on an overall organizational chart, clear division of functions and responsibilities, and the staffing scale needed for effective operations. He also proposed a concrete roadmap for swift implementation and outlined 4 priorities independent digital transformation projects, suggesting Korean involvement in technology, enterprise partnerships, and implementation capacity for each. To accelerate digital transformation and strengthen the community's technology skills, the Cần Thơ City People's Committee has issued a plan for a series of activities marking National Digital Transformation Day 2026. The campaign centerpiece is Going Door-to-Door, Guiding Every Resident on Digital Skills, running at peak intensity from October 10 to 30 of 2026. Community digital technology teams will directly assist residents with online public services, VNEID activation, cashless payment, and skills to prevent online fraud. The city will also promote the Digital Literacy for All movement through online courses alongside a model digital ward initiative and thematic conferences on digital transformation in healthcare, education, and land management. Starting September 15, the Cần Thơ, Hậu Giang and Hậu Giang Cà Mau Expressway sub-projects will officially begin collecting road usage tolls. The Vietnam Directorate for Roads has ordered the Mỹ Thuận Project Management Board to complete the toll system on both sections by September 12 for trial operations, with technical staff on-site from September 15. In August, the Ministry of Construction began tolling 5 sub-projects from Quảng Ngãi to Nha Trang. Year-to-date, 15 North-South Eastern Expressway sub-projects are now tolled, with over 16 million vehicle trips and more than 2,100 billion dong remitted to the state budget. Low birth rates pose a growing challenge to sustainable development across the Mekong Delta. As the region's economic and cultural hub, Cần Thơ City has been named by the Ministry of Health among 10 priority localities for policy encouraging families to have 2 children. Under the Ministry of Health's latest guidance 42026 2035 National Target Program. Gengte joins Ho Chi Minh City, Hanoi, Đồng Nai and other localities with below average birth rates requiring stronger pro-NATO policies. Gengte's health sector will roll out communication campaigns encouraging young people to marry before 30 and have two children. Selected wards and communes will offer premarital courses, reproductive health counseling, family financial management, and child care skills training. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.